the Reformation spreads. The time had come for the worshippers to return to their homes. God had accepted those who with broken hearts had confessed their sins and with resolute purpose had turned to Him for forgiveness and help. There now remained an important work in which those who were returning to their homes must take part, and the accomplishment of this work bore evidence to the genuineness of the Reformation. Now when all this was finished, all Israel who were present went out to the cities of Judah and broke in pieces the pillars and hewed down the Asherim and broke down the high places and the altars throughout all Judah and Benjamin, and in Ephraim and Manasseh, until they had destroyed them all. Then all the people of Israel returned to their cities, every man to his possession, RSV. Throughout all Judah the king wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began, he did it with all his heart, and prospered. The success of the Assyrians in scattering the remnant of the 10 tribes among the nations was leading many to question the power of the God of the Hebrews. Emboldened by their successes, the Ninevites had long since set aside the message of Jonah and had become defiant in their opposition to heaven. A few years after the fall of Samaria, the victorious armies reappeared in Palestine, directing their forces against the fenced cities of Judah, but they withdrew for a season because of difficulties in other portions of their realm. Not until near the close of Hezekiah's reign was it to be demonstrated before the world whether the gods of the heathen were finally to prevail.